It's time to get aboard the Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas of Livermore, Kentucky. Stay tuned for some of the best music this side the gates of heaven.
Get on the gospel ship.
Call a neighbor, tell a friend, let someone know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air right here on this great radio station, featuring music from yesterday and today. You'll hear all of your favorites. And now, join your host, Billy R. Douglas, for the Old Gospel Ship.
And it just might be leaving here today.
God's love is stronger. God's love is longer. God's love is truer than anything you've known. God's love is higher, God's love is wider. Nothing can separate us from the love He's shown. It's deeper than the disappointments, higher than the hurts, truer than the lies you've heard to keep you from His word. From a manger to a rugged cross, He traveled it for us. Don't ever underestimate the power of His love. God's love is stronger, God's love is longer, God's love is truer than anything you've known. God's love is higher, God's love is wider. Nothing can separate us from the love He's shown. Is stronger than the winds and waves upon the sea. His love is wide and longer than all eternity. From a manger to a rugged cross, He traveled it for us. Don't ever underestimate the power of His love. God's love is stronger, God's love is longer, God's love is truer than anything you've known. God's love is higher, God's love is wider. Nothing can separate us from the love He's shown. God's love is stronger, God's love is longer, God's love is truer than anything you've known. God's love is higher, God's love is wider. Nothing can separate us from the love He's shown. Nothing can separate us from the love He's shown.
Welcome aboard this edition of the Old Gospel Ship. My name is Billy Douglas. I will be your host and your DJ for the next 60 minutes, bringing you some of the best gospel music this side of the gates of heaven. That song that we opened up with, that is off of one of my albums, and Mike Vaughn from Tickfaw, Louisiana, wrote that song, and he allowed me to record it. For more information on our music and our ministry, visit voiceofthelordministries.com. That's voiceofthelordministries.com. Right now would be a great time to call a neighbor, tell a friend, let somebody know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air. And today on the program, we're going to be doing something that I don't remember us ever doing before, but my memory's bad, so we might have. But if we have, it's been a coon's age, because I don't remember doing it. Today on the program, we're going to be featuring, except for that first song that I opened up with, we're going to be featuring all female artist. Bam. How about that? Let somebody know we've got a lot of great music headed your way. We also have a word for you out of God's Word. We're staying in Ephesians, the second chapter again this week, Ephesians 2 and 18. For through Him, speaking of Jesus, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we pray that something that we say or a song that is played will point you toward Calvary's cross. Let somebody know that the old gospel ship, the all-female version of the old gospel ship, is on the air right here on your favorite radio station. And we've got Rhonda Vincent to kick things off with They Were Walking My Lord Up Calvary's Hill.
Forsaken as they drove the nails in his hands and his feet. As death closed his eyes, his cries went to heaven. Oh, Father, forgive them. I hear him repeat. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly sheep, he was humbled to his Father's own will. So sad was his face there, the birds hushed their singing. They were walking my Lord up Calvary's not hurt him. He was God's only son in this world below. On the cross he fulfilled the plan of salvation. I want to thank Jesus for his coming again. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly sheep, he was humbled to his Father's own will. So sad was his face there, the birds hushed their singing. They were walking my Lord up Calvary's Hill. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly gathered, like a sheep he was humbled to his Father's own will. So sad was his face there, the birds hushed their singing. They were walking my Lord.
Of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past seem to face you every day. Well, this one thing I do know, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. You think you cannot climb. I know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know that the word of God is true, and everything he's promised, he will do it for you. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Tell the glass.
Janet Pascoe right here on the Old Gospel Ship, and I'm going to wear a crown. And before that, we had Wanda Jackson, and Jesus is the answer for the world today. Boy, howdy, ain't that the truth. Our scripture, Ephesians 2 and 18, King James Version, as always, for through him, speaking of Jesus, for through him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Indeed, he is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. About the halfway point of today's program, we're going to ask you the most important question that you'll ever answer in this life. We're going to tell you about our free newsletter, give you our contact information, so you don't want to miss any of that. If you're wondering what you have come up on today, you have come up on an all-female version of the Old Gospel Ship right here on your favorite radio station. And to keep things rolling along, we've got Connie Smith and You'll See Jesus. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship.
Look up in the morning skies, a million miles away, and you'll see Jesus. Look down in your children's eyes, or watch them while they play, and you'll see Jesus. In the love you have for others, in your sisters and your brothers, you'll see Jesus. In the brown leaves of September, or the snows of late November, you'll see Jesus. You'll see Jesus in a rainbow, or a mother's loving care. If your eyes are really open, you'll see Jesus everywhere. In a church on Sunday morning, by your bedside in the evening, you'll see Jesus. In the web the spider's weaving, in giving and receiving, you'll see Jesus. When the trumpets sound the warning, and you have been believing, you'll see Jesus.
Connie Smith, and You'll See Jesus. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around how anyone could doubt that there is a God. You say, preacher, it takes a lot of faith to believe there's a God. It takes more faith to believe that we all came from monkeys, or that just everything appeared out of nowhere without a God to create it. That takes more faith than for me to believe that there was a God that the Bible speaks of that says in the beginning, God created. Now, I don't understand why everything happens the way that it does. All of our listeners know that I lost my wife unexpectedly last July. I don't understand why that happened. I probably never will, but I know this. I would have never been able to make it as far as I have without the help of the Lord. And if you'll think about it, if you'll look around, you will find yourself saying, ain't no doubt about it. There has to be a God. And if there is a God, That means there was a Jesus that was sent by that God to die on the cross for you and for me. We're going to play that song again by Connie Smith. You'll see Jesus. Listen to the message in this song.
Look up in the morning skies, a million miles away, and you'll see Jesus. Look down in your children's eyes, or watch them while they play, and you'll see Jesus. In the love you have for others, in your sisters and your brothers, you'll see Jesus. In the brown leaves of September, or the snows of late November, you'll see Jesus. You'll see Jesus in a rainbow, or a mother's loving care. If your eyes are really open, you'll see Jesus everywhere. In a church on Sunday morning, by your bedside in the evening, you'll see Jesus. In the web the spider's weaving, in giving and receiving, you'll see Jesus. When the trumpets sound the warning, and you have been believing, you'll see
give you
Friend here on the Old Gospel Ship. With God's love, it goes a long way. I told you earlier I'm going to ask you the most important question that you'll ever answer in this life, and here it is. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? That's the most important thing. When you leave this old world, that's all that's going to matter. Not how much money you made, not how famous you were, not how many fans you had. But did you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And if you don't, I beg you to make that decision right now, because none of us are promised a later. If you'll turn to Jesus Christ in faith, believing, and say a prayer of faith, it doesn't have to be this, but it does have to be in faith. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you were buried, and on the third day you rose again. Forgive me of my sins. If you'll do that, he will save you. And if we can help you with that in any way whatsoever, you can contact us here at the Old Gospel Ship by writing P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. That's P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. You can visit us on the internet, theoldgospelship.com, or look us up on Facebook by doing a search for The Old Gospel Ship, like our page, follow us that way. Or you can text or call 270-313-8753. That's 270-313-8753. You still got time to call somebody, let somebody know that The Old Gospel Ship is on the air. Call a neighbor, tell a friend, get a hold of somebody. We're going to take a quick break, step away from the microphone for just a moment, bring an important message, tell you about our free newsletter that we send out each and every month. But we'll be right back with the all-female version of The Old Gospel Ship and some of the best gospel music this side of the gates of heaven.
Hey, Dad, what you reading?
Well, I'm reading the brand new edition of The Trumpet.
The Trumpet? What's that?
The Trumpet is the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries.
Cool. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
What all's in there?
The Trumpet has some incredible articles from various pastors, a prayer request page, a page full of prayer requests, various CD offers, and a few jokes. Hey, and they even have a website.
Well, how can I get a copy, Dad?
Well, you can either call or write and request your free monthly copy. Voice of the Lord Ministries, P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Or call 270-313-8753. Or click the website at thetrumpetonline.com.
Cool! I'm going to check that out.
The Trumpet, the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries. Celebrating 30 years of taking the message of the cross to America and beyond.
Excuse me, Bob, do you have a second?
Sure.
From this time forward, I promise I will be honest with my friends, be loving to my wife, morally straight, pay all my debts, love my country and all people, and always recycle. Why? Because I want to go to heaven.
Frank, this is the third time this month you've made this promise. What makes you think you're going to keep it this time?
Because this time, I have Singers.
Singers won't help you get into heaven?
Well, of course not, but it strengthens my resolve.
Frank, nothing you do gets you into heaven. It's a gift from God to those who have put their faith in Jesus and are trusting in His forgiveness.
Don't you have to keep your promises?
Keeping promises is something we do in response to the love God has shown us. It's not something we do to earn His love.
Oh.
Speaking of paying your debts, do you have the $20 you owe me?
Sorry, I used it to pay the Singers.
Seven days without prayer makes one weak. And you find it a little hard to turn the other cheek. But if you put God first, oh, you will never thirst. Seven days without prayer makes one weak. If you think you can do better off alone, make all your decisions on your own. You may wonder how in the world things went wrong, and realize
and your spirit's thirsty for happiness. You try to find your strength in this world you live, but what you're looking for, only God can give. 7 days without prayer makes one weak, and you find it a little hard to turn the other cheek.
Listening to the Old Gospel Ship, that is Pretty Miss Jenny Ingle with 7 days without prayer makes one week. Such a great country sound. Hey, you're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. We appreciate it so very much. Each and every week, this program is heard all around the globe. And we appreciate all of our listeners and all of the radio stations that carry the program and have carried the program for the past 20 years. If you would reach out to this radio station and say, hey, I appreciate you bringing the Old Gospel Ship to me each and every week, I know that would be a blessing to them. Our scripture today comes from Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, the 18th verse. For through Him, speaking of Jesus, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Only one way to get to heaven, no matter what race, no matter what color, no matter what creed, you must go through Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross of Calvary. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Today on the program, we are featuring an all-female Old Gospel Ship program. And right now, we've got Loretta Lynn with Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, but Nobody Wants to Die.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know. God smiled down on Hezekiah and gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. So long for the day when I'll have new birth. Still, I love a living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. The soul of man. When Judas had betrayed him, her father heard him cry. He was brave until his death, but he didn't want to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. So I long for the day when I'll have new birth.
bother living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
To serve the King of Kings, the only thing that's good enough about me is my dreams. Still I will be available to do the best I can. I'm the least one in his kingdom, so I hope he'll understand.
Beckoned me to come draw nigh. My race is run, she whispered to me. Soon I'll leave this world behind. So make this promise to me, dearest, when you lay this body down to rest. As my soul goes home to Jesus, please carry out my last request. Bury me soft like a whippoorwill.
her truest love. One spring came coldly, and they planted their dreams on a mountain prayer. Up there they gave their hearts to Jesus. Nearer heaven on that hill, angels rejoiced. Like a whippoorwill.
Lonesome Mountain, right here on the Old Gospel Ship. That is Terry from the group The Chigger Hill Boys and Terry. And before that, we had Sharon K. King with I Am the Least. I Am the Least in the Kingdom. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship, and if you're just now joining us, you might be sitting there thinking, wait a minute. All I'm hearing is ladies. That's right. Today we are featuring an all-female edition of the Old Gospel Ship. And I don't know about you, but it is blessing the socks plumb off of my feet. Speaking of female singers, coming up next on the Old Gospel Ship, we've got Barbara Fairchild, and He's a Mighty Good God.
He's a mighty good friend.
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 Jesus, my Lord, is a mighty good friend.
He's a mighty good friend.
When I'm in trouble,
he's a mighty good friend.
He's there on the double.
He's a mighty good friend.
When I fall down,
he's a mighty good friend.
He helps me come around.
He's a mighty good friend.
He'll go with me to my journey's end. Jesus Christ, my Lord. He's a mighty good friend. My sin and my sickness, he has healed them all. Even when I'm far away, he hears me when I call. Things won't always come to pass the way I think they should, but I've got a heartfelt peace. He's working all things for my good. He's a mighty good friend.
He's a mighty good friend.
Jesus, my Lord, is a mighty good friend.
He's a mighty good friend.
When I'm in trouble,
he's
there on the double.
He's a mighty good friend.
When I fall down,
he's a mighty good friend.
He helps me come around.
He's a mighty good friend.
He'll go with me to my journey's end. Jesus Christ, my Lord, is a mighty good friend. Next week, next month, next year, throughout the endless ages, my Savior will be near. In fair and stormy weather, no matter where I go, we'll always be together. He's the dearest friend I know. He's a mighty good friend.
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 Jesus.
He's a mighty good friend.
When I'm in trouble,
he's a mighty good friend.
He
mighty good friend.
He's a mighty good friend.
He'll go with me to my journey's end. Jesus Christ, my Lord, is a mighty good friend.
Darkest day, sadness filled the room as he breathed his final breath. He lived a life of pain, but now he'll suffer no more. To be absent from the body is to be present.
No more dying beyond the grave.
Linda Hilton, and You Don't Know What He's Done For Me. And before that, we had Melissa Fair with Beyond the Grave. And I got that song title wrong on Barbara Fairchild. It's supposed to be He's a Mighty Good Friend, and I said something else. But hey, if you won't mention it, I won't either. Getting ready to sign off the air because the old clock on the wall has caught up with me. And Dottie Rambo going to take us off the air today for this all-female edition of The Old Gospel Ship. Let us know if it's been a blessing. Stick around, get our contact information for The Old Gospel Ship. This is Billy Douglas. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the Lord bless and keep you is our prayer.
Heard the sound of angels coming across the distant hills. I hear them calling me away. Old friends now gathering outside my mansion door. And I can feel the earth sort of fall away.
So I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to my mansion in the sky. Going to wear me some new clothes like a shiny white rose. Walking around in new shoes, get ready to move, ready to move.
Well, the marriage supper's ready, they bid me come and dine. Gonna sit right down and feast at the table with the king. Well, and I see David's making ready his golden harp to play. I can hardly wait to hear those angels sing.
So I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to my mansion in the sky. Gonna wear me some new clothes like a shiny white rose. Walk around in new shoes, get ready to move. Ready to move.
Thanks for listening to The Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas. If today's program has been a blessing to you, please let us know by writing The Old Gospel Ship, Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Once again, that's Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Or call 270-313-8753. Or visit us online at theoldgospelship.com. The Old Gospel Ship is a production of the Voice of the Lord Ministries of Livermore, Kentucky. Thanks again for listening, and until we meet again, please keep this ministry in your prayers.
It's gonna sail.